At Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, the U.S. military says a new temporary prison has been finished. There's room now for more captured fighters from Afghanistan. Camp X-Ray has been at capacity since the end of January. 158 suspected Taliban and Al-Qaeda members are housed there in chain-link enclosures. There are 14 Muslim chaplains in the U.S. military. Navy Lieutenant Abu Haina Mohammed Saif al-Islam has been sent from Camp Pendleton in California to serve the prisoners at Camp X-Ray. He says so far their requests have been for simple things.
Some of the things that they already got before I came, like they had a copy of the Quran, they had a towel as a prayer rag to pray, but I came and said that they should be called to prayer. And the command general said, yes, let's do it. And then we did it. You know, I taped my voice in a tape recorder and now available 5 times a day. So it is being played out and they're praying and they get to know when the time for the prayer is. And then some of them asked me if they can get a copy of the Quran of their own languages, and which I brought it up. And the commanding general, Leonard, said, let's go and get it. So those are the things, nothing difficult.
Lieutenant, what have they been asking of you about their situation? What do they want to know?
Mainly they want to know what's going to happen to them, how soon it's going to happen to them. So that's the main thing that they're asking for.
And what are you able to tell them?
I do not have any answer for those two questions. And at this moment, I don't think anybody does.
Have any of the prisoners said to you, Imam, I know that I have done wrong within my religion, and I know that I'm in trouble?
My observation and understanding, some of them has indicated some remorse. I don't know whether they're saying all this thing to make me happy or not, but sometimes they do feel some show me some remorse, because religiously this is not right, so from a religious point of view, they cannot justify that this is right.
Do you have the feeling when you're speaking with them that you could be in the presence of some very dangerous people?
Before I came, that was in my mind, and that is still in my mind, and that is the mind of my wife, at least, you know. But when I approach them, you know, with that fear, if I approach them, that I may not be able to minister them. So I try to keep it aside as much as I can. And let the guard know that, be visible and keep an eye on me.
So how far away would the guard be?
They are in the compound or in and around, always visible. And when I interact with the detainees, I do not go inside their units. Always there is a barrier of fence between us.
The wire fence.
Yes, but they do extend their hand to handshake with me and things like that.
At the end of your time talking with them, are you, in a way, debriefed by your superiors? Do the people running Camp X-Ray want to know what's on the mind of the prisoners?
No, not at all. I have 24-hour access, and nobody asks me anything. There is no question asked. Rather, I volunteer sometimes some of the things that the detainees may want, but nobody asks me anything.
Let me ask you a hypothetical question here. If in counseling a prisoner, through the wire fence, that person said, yes, I did it, I'm Al-Qaeda, and I helped plan jihad against the West, and I know Osama bin Laden. What is your responsibility as a naval officer and a chaplain? Is there a conflict there?
There is a conflict in confidentiality that I may not be able to go and reveal it to the general. But what I can do is to convince him that he should confess this thing to the proper authority for humanity, because wrong is wrong.
Lieutenant, thank you for taking time to talk to us.
You're welcome, sir.
Speaking with us from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, Lieutenant Abu Haina Mohammed Saif al-Islam, U.S. Navy Chaplain.